was a person with a life every bit as vivid and complex as theirs. Just how complex, she'd had little appreciation of. But it has become more. Something to sing her silent lullaby to when she could no longer bear listening to the witness testimonies. Hush, Ollie. Hush, Ollie. Hush, Ollie. When at last she was forced to confront the moment of his death. Hush, Ollie. Now, Gina is jolted by stark realization. Had he lived, he would turn 29 next Thursday. It seems impossible. A second jolt. Her forearm is grabbed. Mum! Tamsin's breath brushes her cheek. It's time. Not impossible, she reminds herself as she squeezes her daughter's hand. 2 years and 3 months separated Ollie and Tamsin. Unbridgeable, then. Now the gap would seem insignificant. Tamsin might even have gained the upper hand. Gina rallies, because she must. She slots the photograph inside her handbag, which she stows under her seat. Just in time. Here they come, the members of the jury, feet shuffling, eyes purposefully downcast, expressions impenetrable. Not a glance towards the families. Acutely aware that Tamsin is looking to her for reassurance, Gina reaches again for her daughter's hand. Damn you, Bill. You should be here. Though her ex-husband began the drawn-out process of leaving on the day Ollie died, he's still Tamsin's father. But Bill wanted nothing to do with the second inquest. The failure of the class action finished it for him. Even if we finally get to the bottom of what went wrong, unless someone's brought to task, it won't change a bloody thing. Gina couldn't allow herself to believe that. Get over yourself, Bill. You can't continue to hide behind Jackie and the baby. Even now, at this defining moment, bloody Jackie is in their midst. The last person Gina wants to think about. She pushes her aside, reminding herself why they're here. To erase injustices, to clear the names of their loved ones, please God. The point isn't blame, it's the reverse. With a scrape of chair legs, the jury sits. A second hush falls, deeper than the first. As Gina inhales, doubt fills her lungs. For over 13 years, the search for truth, for the undoing of injustice, has eaten up everything. Marriage, friendships, family, health, career, finances. Now she isn't sure she can bear to listen to the jury's interpretation of how hundreds of almost indistinguishable elements collided and went tumbling, tumbling down. She's afraid of what comes next. Afraid of what Tamsin is about to hear. Already, images will be imprinted on her retinae that no sister should ever have to see. But Gina can't waver. Not now. Everything she was, she has invested in this. She risks a sideways glance at the Chapels. A combination of determination and vulnerability, Maggie Chapel has made the journey each excruciating day of the 18-month inquest. At the start, her curls were sleek chestnut and soft. Now her hair is wire wool. Look, there she is. All on her own. Who? Gina had given a slow, measured nod in the direction of the woman wearing the smart suit. I'll just go over and pay my respects. Why the hell would you do that? How quick Bill was to write Maggie off. Because she's lost a child, like us. She's nothing like us. She's got a bloody nerve showing her face. This version of her husband was a stranger. His anger new and startling. But Bill wasn't alone in his thinking. When Maggie took a seat that first day in the row reserved for family members, resistance was tangible. Maggie must have felt it, must have been wounded. At times, given the revelations about Ollie, Gina has wondered if anyone else would want to sit next to her. It was Maggie who made sure she never had to find out. Gina draws strength from this unlikely friendship of theirs. The way Maggie's face moves suggests...